Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the universe around our tiny planet and what to look for in our island skies. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, and this week's report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hello, Dave. Venus will be setting in the west during sunset around 6:50 p.m. Jupiter will follow suit, setting around about 7:24 p.m. But the ring giant Saturn will be visible through the night until it sets shortly after midnight. Now, this week is perfect for stargazing, as our moon is going to be a mere crescent, leading to perfect stargazing conditions. This is especially important this week because we will see the peak of the Perseid meteor shower on Wednesday evening. This will be visible in the north.
What's in store for us?
Well, typically, as the week goes on, we'll see an increase in the amount of meteors, or shooting stars as they are more commonly known, in our island skies. The time when we can expect to see the most will be sometime around 1 a.m. on Wednesday.
What exactly is it that we're seeing?
Meteors, shooting stars, are tiny particles of dust traveling through space at incredible speeds, from around 25,000 miles per hour to an incredible 160,000 miles per hour.
And is that just a little tiny piece of dust, like smaller than your fingernail kind of thing?
Yeah, well, they come in all shapes and sizes. Some can be as big as a pebble, others as small as a grain of sand.
You're saying those streaks of light that you see in the sky that look so massive caused by something that's smaller than your thumb?
Absolutely right. It's quite deceiving, the size of the trail.
Yeah.
But the trails themselves are actually produced by our atmosphere burning as the meteor travels through it. The fast-moving meteor causes the air in front of it to become compressed. This compression and friction creates brilliant trails as the meteor makes its way through our night sky.
Is it just a trick of the eyes that it seems bigger, or how long is the streak?
Well, it's actually pretty long. Some of these streaks can be tens of kilometers long.
Oh, wow.
That's, yeah, pretty incredible when you consider the thing that's making it is
right.
Probably the size of a grain of sand.
When a larger one comes, it still creates that visual phenomena, or does it have a different thing?
Well, sometimes we get really lucky. If it's quite big, we end up with a fireball trail as opposed to just a streak of light. And these can be spectacular if you're lucky enough to see one.
And if they're really big, it wipes out the dinosaurs and stuff.
You got it absolutely right.
Nothing to joke about. We love our dinosaurs.
Of course.
Thank you very much for the report, Christopher. Appreciate it.
You are welcome, Dave.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for the report.